Don't bother me, I'm tweeting. Oh, we're on the air. It's alive. Well, it's another day page. I'm Rick Slatchford here in Studio 1A at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. And it's time to take a brief look at the crazy news, the real news, the fake serious stuff that you're more familiar with. Let's see, in the headlines today, the Wiener caper continues. New York City mayoral hopeful Anthony D. Wiener's latest reaction to scandal comes after 2 years spent apologizing for explicit statements online and maintaining he has changed for the better. Mr. Wiener has been posting naked pictures of himself and then apologizing for it for so long and on so many occasions that the New York Times has published a timeline of his antics. The hope is that this will help readers unboggle their minds. Only in New York City would somebody so scrambled and self-deluded seriously run for mayor, kids. And to top it off, the cover of today's Daily Noise bears the two-word headline, Beat It, next to a blow-up of Wiener's ugly mug. Quote, he's not fit to lead America's premier city, unquote, it goes on to say. The Daily News also features over 7,871 articles about the new royal baby in today's edition, many with pictures in large, easy-to-read type. Several New Yorkers have already been admitted to the hospital for injuries sustained from hefting today's edition. Which leads us to our next story. Can you exercise too much? The answer is yes. So, our answer to this conundrum is for you to lie back, relax, let your mind wander, and spend more time listening to Radio InfoWeb. And be sure to limit your exercise to 20 minutes a day. In other health news, low vitamin D levels cause aging problems. Yes, it's caused by us spending more time in the cave, cowering from the man, and less time out on the plains hunting and gathering under the sun. So, take your vitamin D supplements every day, or you could fire the man and get back out on the plains and start living again. And there you have it, all the news you need to know to be a better global citizen. It's a matter of national security. Have a great day, and remember to comply with all verbal commands from designated authorities. That being said, DayPage is produced by none other than Peter Patriot, also known on Facebook as Peter Patriotti, because they wouldn't accept his real name. The stage manager and general effectuator is Minka. It's a mail production. Past DayPages can be found at daypage.net, and DayPage is a part of Radio InfoWeb's morning programming on the mainstream. I'm Rick Slatchford. Cheerio, mate. Slip on your jandals and let's get us a steak and cheese pie, eh? See you next time as we turn the page to another day page.